A decade ago in Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez fired 20,000 striking oil workers, geologists, engineers, managers, and others with years of experience. They were forced out of the country. So what became of them? Many of those workers are now helping to boost oil production in other places, and Venezuelan oil production, it has fallen dramatically. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story of one of the new oil frontiers in southern Colombia. He found a lot of Venezuelans there.
Roughnecks in soiled overalls direct a drill bit into the ground. It's punching a hole down deep, one of many rigs in the southern plains run by Pacific Rubiales, today the country's biggest private oil producer. Nearby, thousands of workers pave roads, lay pipelines, and build huge oil tanks. Across 700 sun-baked square miles, they are fixated on one objective, producing more oil to add to the 250,000 barrels pumped each day. It's a far different place than it was a few years ago, when Marxist guerrillas targeted oil installations and production here barely topped 14,000 barrels daily. Then the Venezuelans came. One of them was Ronald Pantin, now chief executive of the company.
We knew that that oil was here because we understand very well all the geology here in South America. We bought the Rubiales field, and now you see what have happened.
Back in 2002, Venezuela's oil workers were on the front lines of huge protests against that country's fiery leftist leader, President Hugo Chavez. Chavez got the upper hand and purged dissident workers from the state oil company. Pantin, a former executive, was among those who had previously quit, but his colleagues, many with a quarter century of experience, were among those fired.
He fired knowledge. And then you have all this diaspora of Venezuelans going everywhere, to Canada, Colombia, the Arab countries, everywhere. People with very good experience in the oil sector.
Hundreds landed here. The fact that Colombia was largely unexplored was attractive to Venezuelan oilmen like Humberto Calderon. He had founded Vetra Energy with other Venezuelans. He knew Colombia shared some of the same geological formations as his homeland. He says two other factors helped attract wildcatters: security policies that weakened the rebels and favorable financial terms that lured investors.
The conditions were here. The opportunities to grow here were present. And at the same time, we feel very well protected that any political interference wouldn't come here to affect us.
Colombia's gain has been Venezuela's loss. That country had once been the world's fifth largest exporter, but now it's down to 11th place. While here in Colombia, production has risen from just over 500,000 barrels a day in 2005 to nearly 1 million barrels today. Most is exported, and the biggest recipient is the United States. A quarter of the production is right here in the Southern Plains, an inhospitable land known for its horsemen and harp-based ballads. But these days, it's a beehive of human activity. Helicopters ferry oil workers from one end of the Rubiales field to the other. There's a school here, a hotel, and streets of prefabricated housing for workers. Germán Hernández, a Colombian who oversees oil operations, remembers a far different place a decade back when he first arrived. There were fewer than 20 workers, he says, and they lived in tents. Today, Hernández says, we're the country's biggest oil field. The goal for this company, he says proudly, is to double production to 500,000 barrels a day in 5 years. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.